This is a CKTZ News Update. In the first part of this report on Hollyhock Learning and Leadership Center's 40th anniversary, CKTZ News spoke with founding executive director Rex Weiler on how Hollyhock got started, what drove the individuals involved, and how they attempted to live their ideals. In this concluding report, we look at current-day Hollyhock, how it's adapting, what the priorities are, and where it hopes to go. Dependent on visitors for revenue, the past couple of pandemic years have been especially challenging. The center employs from 50 to 70 seasonal staff during its usual campus season of residential programs and holidays from April through October. But that hasn't happened the past couple of seasons. In addition, there are up to a dozen year-round employees in key jobs. It's one of the top employers on Cortez Island. CEO Peter Rinch describes how the center has adapted recently and how looking into Hollyhock's history and founding principles is informing present-day operations.
The opportunity that 2020 afforded was that all of a sudden the way we deliver programs totally changed. I mean, Hollyhock is a programming organization at its essence, and all of a sudden within, you know, a week of the pandemic, our program team had brought us online. And over the last, you know, going on almost 2 years now, we've run about 70 virtual programs. 2021 changed, like with the change from 2020, obviously. We did open, we had a season, we ran about 40 in-person programs on the Hollyhock campus, but we also ran, at the same time, a virtual season, and we ran about 40 programs, or maybe about 30 programs last year, virtually. So what I would say is that the pandemic years have been challenging. Like, they've certainly challenged, I think, the core fundamentals of the Hollyhock business model, the organization's identity, how it sees itself. But they've, you know, in that challenge, there's been tremendous opportunity to really open up to what is next.
The past couple of years has prompted a quest by Rinch to delve into the founding principles embraced by those who started Hollyhock.
I went back to some of those historical documents. I found the original document that was done on a typewriter by Rex Weiler in July of 1982. And it was, I would say it's probably the original, the first document ever produced by Hollyhock. You know, but when, if I look at that document, they talk about environmental sustainability, living in a community of love and support, being seen by each other, and deepening their connection to each other and to self and the natural environment. And so over the last number of years, we've developed a theory of change. We've reworked our mission and vision, and we are deeply focused on creating right relations for ourselves, for our communities, and to the natural world. And so the way that we sort of shorthand that sometimes is we are really focused on healing disconnection in ourselves, in each other, and with the natural world. And so that, when I think about what Hollyhock offers in the current moment, in a moment where there's so much disconnection, we're so, you know, as a species, we're so disconnected to our own state of being, our own awareness, our own space in the world. We're also disconnected from our neighbors, from people who look different than us, from people who grew up differently than us. And then we're deeply disconnected from our natural environment, hence the climate emergency that we find ourselves in. And so when we think about Hollyhock at its best and what it needs to offer, it's programming, whether it's virtual, whether it's online, whether it's, you know, in urban centers, or whether it's, you know, on our beautiful campus on Cortez, it's programming that heals that disconnection with self, other, and natural world.
Rinch describes the recent process for determining Hollyhock's current identity and intentions.
To build out the theory of change we have, to build out the vision and mission that we have, we went deep into the history. Like, we, you know, I read every minute that I could find, all the minutes from every AGM, every board meeting, staff meetings. Like, I mean, we went pretty deep. And what we found is this through line of healing disconnection. And it was really clear that, you know, the healing disconnection, the central difference that I think Hollyhock brings is that it's not, you know, we're not just a think tank that is trying to come up with solutions to we want. We have to be the people we need to be to populate the society we want. And if you and so the real hook for Hollyhock is the inner work for social transformation. So this isn't personal growth for personal growth's sake. It's an engaged personal growth so that people can leave Hollyhock, go back to their communities, and create the change they're inspired to create in the world.
Rinch believes an open and inclusive approach with self and others is practical.
We are not going to solve the challenges we face, whether it's climate emergency, inequality, systemic racism, with the thinking or solutions that got us here. And so really, it's about, at a deep level, understanding who we are in connection to oneself, ourselves, but also to other people. And so we're running programs that encourage people to ask those questions and deepen their relationship with self, other, and natural world.
So what does Hollyhock's 40th anniversary mean to him?
So interesting to have this backdrop of the pandemic, but I would say that there's a few things it means to me, and I really appreciate the question. So one is that, you know, many organizations don't get to 40 years, especially not-for-profit organizations on a, you know, remote island. And so I'm really proud of the fact that Hollyhock is seeing its 40th anniversary. I think what that means to me is that for 40 years, people have loved, supported, put their energy into this place. And I don't think it could be here without any single one of those people. I mean, there's so many people that have come through this place and given their life energy to it. And that's what 40 years means. It means success of those people, no matter what the circumstances of their role was or how they came or how they left. And then I think also what's super exciting right now is that I think the organization for a number of years has been going through a transition and stepping up to answer the call of what the world needs now. And I think that's the real opportunity that's come out of the pandemic, is that the pandemic fundamentally challenged so much about the way we live right now and the way that our organizations operate. And so the 40th year anniversary feels like a real opportunity to say, wow, what an amazing first chapter. And what's the next chapter? How do we build on the success of our founders and all the people who've put their lives, energy into this, and take it and deliver it to the next generation of people who need it?
How will the milestone be marked?
We're talking to all sorts of people who've been involved with the organization, you know, from the beginning to the modern day, and we're really trying to bring as many of them to Hollyhock during the week. I believe it's July 25th to August 1st. I think that's the week. We're really looking to celebrate at that time, and we've got some things in the works that I can't quite talk about yet, but I think it's going to be really fun. I think it's going to be entertaining for everyone who comes and for Cortez Island.
Rinch says there are immediate issues needing attention day to day.
The challenge that the pandemic continues to create around people gathering. I think that's a significant challenge. A huge part of our business model, and in fact, our entire historical business model has built on the idea of people getting together, sharing ideas and concepts in person. And I think that as the pandemic continues to challenge that, that's a very large challenge for Hollyhock. But I will add a couple others. So one that's been a challenge for us for years, but it feels like it's getting more and more challenging as the years go by, is the housing crisis on Cortez. I think that we are working to figure out our own solution. We've had some preliminary conversations with partners to figure out solutions for our seasonal workforce. But I think that as housing gets more unaffordable on Cortez, and there's the housing stock, you know, is not increasing through the market forces, and in fact, market forces are challenging it. I think that that's a real challenge for communities, and I think, you know, large employers like ourselves, the Gorge, they're challenged by the lack of affordable housing for workers, and I think that's a significant challenge going forward. And why I think it's significant is it's not an easy solve.
Looking ahead, Rinch is inspired by the ongoing connections forged with like-minded people and more recently with the local indigenous Clahoose Nation.
So I think that for me, the potential know, and I think like partnerships like that speak to what is possible. And I think that there is so much, like I'm an internal optimist. Like I think that humanity as a species struggles, but we can come up with solutions to our challenges as long as we're connected, as long as we heal that disconnection between us. And I think that Hollyhock is a place we can do that. And I look forward to another 40 years of doing that.
The most challenging role at Hollyhock has always been in programming, doing research, spinning the roulette wheel, and hoping for the best in attracting people to Hollyhock's range of programs. Every year is unpredictable. Hollyhock's eclectic offerings and longevity is unique in Canada. It's managed to adapt and look forward after 40 years. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.